Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. Our first segment with every podcast is called Partners on Point. We've got three guests with us, and I'll go ahead and do a quick introduction, then we'll go around the room. Nanette Bredé, she is with Prep Connect 360, the executive director. Paul Price, Mount Carmel director of employment and transition. And Tracy Marquess, the executive director of the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. No stranger to KRDO, by the way. Tracy's on with us many times. Everyone, welcome to KRDO.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's our pleasure because we're going to put out some important information. And again, as I like to say at the beginning of all these, if you listen to this and find the information useful, you know someone it can help, please share it. Tell people to listen. The beauty of podcasts are that you can listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. You can email it to people, things like that. And just tell people to go to the radio page of KRDO.com, look for podcast. All right, let's go ahead. Oh, by the way, I do want to let you know in our second segment, we have an amazing story to tell about a doctor from India and how the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center was able to help her in addition to Prep Connect 360. You definitely want to hear segment two. But let's go ahead and begin segment one. Nanette, let's go ahead and begin with you. Tell us, what is Prep Connect 360?
Prep Connect 360 is a five-day-long free transitioning workshop for veterans, spouses, and active duty military. It's taught in conjunction with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center and Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center.
Now, TAP is a program. It's a mandatory transition course for service members, but it's kind of a one-size-fits-all. My understanding, speaking to you before we began recording this podcast, is you saw a need in the community that TAP wasn't addressing.
Absolutely. I was working with a team of folks at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center about 6 years ago, and we identified the fact that there was nothing available in the community that helped veterans get their feet on the ground after their transition, had they been out for a while, because they were no longer empowered to go back onto the installation. So the Workforce Center took over the role, came to me and a number of people within the community and said, what can you do to help?
All right. And Paul, we want to go and just introduce you and get a little bit of background. Tell us about what you're doing with Mount Carmel specifically.
Well, Mount Carmel is set up, really, we have three pillars on our program over there, and they're all very collaborative. One of them is our behavioral health, and then the second pillar would be the support services. And then the third pillar, that's the one that my team works, is the employment and transition side of the house. And that's where Prep Connect, that's one aspect of our employment and transition team. We help individuals, as Nanette pointed out, the spouses, the individuals that are transitioning out of the military, and folks that are already out of the military. And we work with them involving job coaching, internships, job coaching, and then Prep Connect itself.
I think it's interesting. We've mentioned this before in previous podcasts, but I think it's worth mentioning again, spouses. A lot of times during a member's military career, they're moving every couple of years. They may not be able to keep it. They don't stay in a job a long time because if the spouse gets orders to PCS, they're going with them. So this is an important transition to help them reintegrate more fully into the civilian life.
You're exactly right. What we've seen, there is such a demand for helping spouses get into the civilian job market. We've actually changed our program and expanded. One of our job coaches now focuses exclusively on military spouse members, husbands, wives of individuals that are on active duty or are out. And they are specifically deals with them just one-on-one. And then we also do small groups. And they're also part of all the other programs that we do there as well.
By the way, I want to congratulate you because I understand you're new to your position this week.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. It's a great honor to be working at Mount Carmel and with these great organizations that we partner with every day.
All right, let's bring Tracy up to the microphone. Tracy, again, is with us on something we call Jobs Wednesday. It's a segment on KRDO News Radio we run where we highlight jobs in the Pikes Peak region. But the neat thing that you're doing with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, too, is, you know, you get that special connection to the veterans and active duty military.
You know, we do. As you know, with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, veterans have priority of service first. Mm-hmm. And we realize there's a lot of different community partners and a lot of different resources out there available to help connect veterans to the community. Prep Connect 360 has been a great resource for us, for our clients and the people that visit our service center, because it really allows connect that other level. You're out of the military. Where do you go? Who do you connect with? How do you go to that next level? You may be out of the service for a couple of years and come back and just need additional resources, additional coaching and training, and just someone to mentor you. And that's where we feel that Prep Connect 360 really kind of blends and braids with what we're doing at the Workforce Center, what community partners are doing.
What I think is interesting and neat, if you use that word, is we've got three different organizations here represented, but they're all working together for the same goal and mission.
Right. And when you look at workforce as a whole in our community, I always like to say it's like a wheel. And there's many different spokes within that wheel that all help people, businesses retain the talent that they need, and job seekers find the jobs that they need or career pathways that they need. And it's no one can do it by themselves. And we really come down, you knock down silos, and you really start braiding and blending the resources to really truly help and gain economic development within our community. Businesses can grow and attract the talent that they need. And then the job seekers can really find the businesses to maintain that sustainable wage that they need to have a standard living.
And don't a lot of employers, especially in this community, we have so many military, find a former military member an attractive hire?
You know, we've talked about this numerous times. You know, veterans and spouses bring a great quality and soft skill training to a job that some other people may not. You know, they're never going to be late. They're always on attendance. They can adapt to great situations, spur of the moment situations. They have the leadership skills. They're very attentive and in tune to what goes on within a business. So there's really great values that veterans and spouses bring to an organization.
But sometimes those veterans or people coming off active duty, they need a little bit of help. They've been in uniform so long, they haven't had to apply for a job. You know, going to a recruiter is different than sitting down for a job interview.
It really is. And then that's where these community partners and the Workforce Center comes in, and we help talk about transferable skills. What are your transferable skills that you can bring to a company? You know, you may have been in the infantry, in the military, or, you know, working with space, and you're like, how does that translate to a job? And you really look at, okay, what are the skills? What are the competencies that you've learned in the military that can transfer to the skills that a company needs? And that's where community partners, Mount Carmel, Prep Connect 360, really help bridge that gap is, okay, what are your transferable skills? Not just the skills you have in the military. Those are great. We need to learn about those. We need to, you know, keep those in our mind. But how can we adapt that to civilian speak?
Paul, I want to bring you back up because I want to make sure that everyone who's listening to this right now understands Mount Carmel. Who can go use the services of Mount Carmel? Who's it open to?
Well, we like to say at Mount Carmel, we're one-stop shopping for our clients. And those clients include the veterans, people that are already out of the service, as I mentioned, and then people that are looking at getting out. But even members that are still on active duty and haven't made that decision, do I stay in or do I stay or get out? Mm-hmm. They are welcome to come through Mount Carmel. And if we can't provide the service, we can guarantee that we can connect them to an agency that we partner with that can provide that service.
Sounds of the resources are there. What about, I want to go back to the behavioral issue. We do know that unfortunately sometimes due to combat situations that members are affected. It could be PTSD or something maybe not as severe. You can help members with that issue as well, correct?
Absolutely. We have counseling services that are set up with licensed counselors. We actually have partnered with various schools in the area that students that are getting their degrees in that area, they actually augment our staff. We can provide individual counseling, couples counseling, family counseling, group counseling, all different venues to take care of those folks.
That's terrific that you're offering that service. And there are so many people in our area that are affected by the military that have either served currently or are veterans. It's great that you're here doing that.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and bring Nanette back up. And I want to learn more about Prep Connect 360. I mean, it just sounds like you are doing so many good things.
It's an awesome program. We've been around now for 6 years. Actually, this past week celebrated our sixth anniversary. We have taught over 625 students, and we just have powerful stories to tell. And I know that Apoorva will be on coming to talk to us a little bit later in this segment, and she's going to give you one really fabulous story about how Prep Connect helped her find her new role in life.
A terrific interview that you're going to hear. I can't wait to get her in front of the microphone. I had an opportunity to sit down with her earlier, and she is just one fantastic, awesome person. One of the things that we mentioned, Nanette, at the beginning of this broadcast was that you saw a need that TAP was not taking care of. Can you be a little bit more specific about that?
So when I, as a veteran, when I transitioned from the military, I sat through TAP twice and I kept saying to myself, when is it going to be about me? How does this help me transition to become a civilian? And it never appeared. It's more about how you leave the service, the benefits, and what is available for you as you transition into your new role. Prep Connect takes you the next step. It is TAP on steroids, or advanced master's level TAP is how it's been described. And it helps you formulate the answers to what do you want to do for the next phase of your life, for your next career. Then we teach you how to articulate the answers through interviews and through networking. And we put you in front of local employers throughout the community to help you learn how to interview. And then we teach you how to network, because 75% of most jobs are never posted on Indeed or Monster on the job search networks. So it's all about networking.
So it sounds like TAP was a little bit more looking back. Thank you for your service. This is what you're going to get, your benefits as you leave, but not too much. What's the next phase of your life, your next chapter?
That's the way I perceived it. That's okay. The way I took it when it get. Now, it may have evolved a bit more in the last 5 or 6 years, but that's where the need was identified. There's just what's next.
Okay.
And as you leave the military and you can't go back, and that's been your driving, your dream for your life was to serve in the military, that's what was missing.
Okay.
The other thing that has been missing in the community, and Tracy touched on it as well as Paul, is spouses. We service the spouses as well and have had phenomenal success.
Terrific.
With the spouses coming in, taking our class.
I think it's important to note that Nanette has put this program together and it's evolved over the years, but the big part of the success of the program is based upon the instructors that she brings in throughout the week. And that's about 35 folks that come in to actually talk to the students along with her. And 90% of those folks are graduates of the course themselves. So they're paying it forward each time that they come in. They don't just take the class and go away. They keep coming back. And we do networking events, and the large part of that group are alumni of the class itself. As she mentioned, we're over 620 folks that have graduated from the class. It's just amazing the network that they stay plugged into each other as the years go by.
What if a business owner is listening right now and they would like to maybe do a volunteer? They could come up and speak to one of the courses and let people in the courses know what they're looking for? Is that possible?
Absolutely. And let me just give you a sample of the type of organizations that are supporting Prep Connect now. We have organizations like Lockheed, Raytheon, General Dynamics, University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, the City of Colorado Springs, and then UC Health. And that's just a sampling of these organizations that have stood up, said, we want to be part of this. And they participate, as Nanette said, every month. They come in and meet with the students. They give their perspective from a hiring perspective, and they give feedback to the individuals real time. So instead of an interview you get out in the world where they just say, we'll call you later, you're getting actual real-time feedback after each of these modules that they receive.
So we have about 30 to 50 volunteers, when you add in those people with the mock interviews, that come in every time we teach the class, and it's only taught 1 week a month, and these volunteers show up to teach the class. It's phenomenal the amount of community support that this program has.
Well, my final question to you, Nanette, is in addition to what we've just talked about, people volunteering their time, is there anything else the community or employers can do to support you?
Well, we have two events where we look for volunteer assistance or employer assistance. One is come participate with us at Red Lakes Brewery. We'll be giving you those details a little bit later, but December 13th from 5 until 7, we will be at Red Lake Brewery, and it is a networking event sponsored by the Peer Navigators from Mount Carmel, and they host that every month for us, and it is a networking meet the employer event. Then we also are always looking for employers to help conduct mock interviews.
Okay. And one more thing, if people want to get help, they're listening right now, they know somebody who needs help or they want to reach out, what's the best way for them to do that?
So call Mount Carmel at 719-772-7000. Again, 772-7000, or reach out to us on prepconnect360@gmail.com.
And again, as Tracy said earlier, if you are a veteran, a member of active duty, you get priority at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
That is right. Veterans have priority of service first in the state of Colorado. This is just one example of the great resources that are available to our community and all of our military installations. More information can be found on the Pikes Peak website, ppwfc.org, on Prep Connect, and also on Facebook and then Mount Carmel Veteran Services.
This has been an amazing partnership that you three have formed. We appreciate you taking time. And again, Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center. It's there for veterans or families of any era, regardless of discharge status. It's for your families as well. If you need help, it's there. All you have to do is reach out and ask and get the help you're looking for, whether it's a behavioral issue or just getting employment and getting back full speed into your career. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA, sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. This is our second segment. It is called The Featured Spotlight, and we have a terrific guest and a success story we're going to introduce in just a couple of moments. First, I want to bring back in Nanette Brede, Prep Connect 360 Executive Director. You are a community partner with Mount Carmel, and we've got a terrific story to tell today, don't we?
Mike, we absolutely do. Thanks so much. So I'd like to introduce to you Apoorva Neal. She is a military spouse with an absolutely incredible story. She came to us through Mount Carmel, and she is a graduate of Prep Connect 360. Apoorva, tell us about your transition story.
Thank you, Nanette. Hi, I'm Apoorva Nelly, and I have been a part of Prep Connect 360 this July, and I've also been working with Mount Carmel Veterans Service. I've moved here a year and a half ago with my husband, who got relocated to Fort Carson. And ever since I moved here, it's been slightly hard for me to find a position in my field. And given that I recently graduated, I didn't know which way to go or how to apply for jobs or how to write targeted resumes. And I was in between a lot of positions and wasn't able to really focus on what I wanted to do.
So one of your challenges is the fact that you have a medical degree. You're a medical doctor.
Yes.
But your training was from India. So getting that translated and moved to the United States was a big challenge.
Yes, that's correct. So I was a practicing medical physician in India, but it doesn't completely transfer to the U.S. until you retake your medical boards here. So when I moved here, I started working in clinical research and was pursuing a degree in that.
And that's your absolute passion, isn't it?
Yes, neurology is my passion, and that's all
I wanted to do. I mean, neurology guys, right?
Yes. So I wanted to do clinical research in neurology once I graduated from Missouri State. And then eventually I want to become a neurophysician. That's the dream.
It's a wonderful dream. Absolutely. So how did Prep Connect help you? Because you have a job now.
Yes, I do. So I was very lost when I first started applying for positions. I was sending in resumes, applying for different positions, but never really heard back from anyone. And I didn't know what I was doing wrong until I connected with Prep Connect and took their 5-day workshop, which completely changed how I thought about things and how I sent in applications. Targeted resumes was something I didn't even know about, and it made a huge, huge difference in the application process. It helped me narrow down exactly what I was looking for, send in a targeted resume, and I started getting callbacks for interviews, which was phenomenal.
And I was going to ask you, how long did you live in India before coming to the United States?
25 years.
So a big culture change, correct?
Yes, I would say so, yes.
And then how you market yourself and when you sit down to do a resume or sit down to do job interviews, and that's where Prep Connect was able to help you.
Absolutely. So India is very different in the application process. And also I grew up there and my entire family is there. So I had a huge network there. Coming to the US, I had to start from step one. I had to build my network piece by piece. And honestly, I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't very good at it. And Prep Connect 360 helped me a lot with that.
Well, tell us about your networking and where you've been and where you are now.
So after Prep Connect 360, honestly, through Prep Connect 360, I met a lot of people, which eventually led me to the position I am in right now. Prep Connect taught me to network with people, talk to people, whether or not they're directly in the field you want, because they might always know someone who is in the field I want. So I actually spoke to Adam Shafstall at Prep Connect 360, who works for New York Life Insurance, and he knew someone at Colorado University in the dean's office. And when I applied for a position at Anschutz Medical Campus, Adam was able to put me in touch with him, who turned out to be the vice president, and he sent in a recommendation letter, which helped a lot.
I see. You know, it's not totally true. When you've heard the expression, I'm sure, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Now, obviously, you have to know things, but who you know, how important is networking, do you think, now?
Oh, my God. I can't even begin to emphasize on that. It really, really matters a lot. It's when you start talking to someone, they might not be in the field you're looking for, but you are still going to put yourself out there because you never know who they know and you never know who they might connect you to.
And storytelling. I understand that that was another skill that you were able to acquire.
Yes. Interview skills were not my strongest suit because I was kind of overwhelmed with the fact, and honestly, very underconfident because my background was so different and my work experience was from India as a physician, and the jobs I were applying to were nothing related to that. So Prep Connect really helped me in translating my stories to the job I was applying for to convert it into what the interviewers were looking for, which helped out very, very much.
We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on your new job. I am so excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Also, I'd like to talk about the future for just a couple of moments. You're a medical doctor. You have the degree from India. Do you plan to pursue that so you can practice medicine in the United States at some point?
Hopefully, yes. It's going to be a long road, but I am hoping to eventually end up in that field.
Okay. Well, if someone's listening right now, maybe a military spouse or a member of the military themselves, what would you like to tell them about how both Mount Carmel and Prep Connect 360 can help them? Should they make that phone call? What do you say?
I would say do it. And do it today. Because when I started, I had my doubts. I didn't know if this was the right path, but it was something, and it was better than doing nothing and sitting at home and dreaming about finding a position. Mm-hmm. But I just believed it. And when I started the Prep Connect course, I had such a good feeling about it. I met some incredible people and I just trusted my gut and went with it. Mm-hmm. And with patience and a little bit of persistence from your side, you will eventually get to where you want to be.
And how long were you in the program?
The workshop was 5 days and I did this in July and I started applying for positions right after I finished it. And I got my final interview and confirmation around first week of November.
Mm-hmm. Colorado Springs is lost because you're going to be moving to Denver.
I know. I love Colorado Springs. I've built such a good circle and network here, and I have so many good friends, but it'll be a good change.
Well, I also understand that you're an entrepreneur. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I recently launched my art business. It's nice. Called Hummingbirds and Horses. And it's a collection of Zentangle work that I freehand draw and convert it in form of prints and greeting cards for the holiday season. And I've partnered with a bunch of other local artists. And we are open at a store downtown. It's called Eclectic Co. And it's located at 214.5 North Tejon Street. And it is a part of a holiday pop-up, but we hope to stay open even after that. Everything in the store is either handmade or hand-curated by one of the artists. And it's just a wonderful collection and a wonderful place to do your holiday shopping.
Terrific. Is there a way that people can go online and take a look at some of the work?
Yes, absolutely. We do have it on all social media. It's called Eclectic Co. And the websites are on all our social media pages.
Well, Nanette, you must be so proud of this huge success story.
I know. I'm just such a pleasure to have you in class. And it's so nice to know that what we're teaching works.
Yes, it does. And I will certify that.
Thank you.
And what really stands out to me when we first met, Apoorva, was before you got with Mount Carmel and Prep Connect 360, you had no response to your job applications. You're not getting interviews. You're not getting traction.
Yes.
And what a transformation after you go through the program.
Yes, it was unbelievable. That is why it was a huge leap of faith for me, because I was applying to jobs and I never heard back. And honestly, it was one of the most frustrating experience in life. But Mount Carmel and Prep Connect 360 completely changed that for me, and I'm forever grateful.
And I'm sure, Nanette, there's someone listening right now that would like to reach out to you. What is the best way for them to do that?
So the best way to do that is to send an email to us at prepconnect360@gmail.com. So prepconnect360@gmail.com.
And this is open for military, veteran, spouses?
Right, and active duty currently serving, whether you're a reservist, guardsman, or on active duty. So again, it does include the spouses as well as veterans. So it is a free 5-day workshop taught in conjunction with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center and Mount Carmel.
All right. It was terrific having you both here for this segment, and best luck in the future as you move forward in your new career.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our third segment is called Happenings, and Dean Miller from Mount Carmel is going to fill us in on what's getting ready to happen.
Mike, thank you. We've got some great events coming up, particularly for the holidays. Also, the career event that Nanette was talking about. I'll give you some more details. But first off, December 8th, we've got the Santa Fest. So we've got free pictures with Santa for the families. We've got shopping for holiday gifts from lots of great vendors. So it's going to be a wonderful event. So December 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sign up is through our Facebook page. So please look at that. Also, on December 13th, we've got the networking event at Red Leg Brewing Company, 4630 Forge Road. Great opportunity for informal networking with employers as well as graduates of the Prep Connect class. So December 13th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also, what we have on December 18th, the Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center Holiday Gathering. That's open to the public. We'd like to see everybody there. So December 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at 530 Communication Circle at the Mount Carmel building. Please join us. It'll be song, food, and it'll be a great time. So please join us for that. And one of the greatest events we have for the holidays, a real great opportunity to give back. So Santa Stockings 2018 on December 16th from 9 a.m. to noon. So it's an opportunity to join us as we fill stockings to help a lot of people with a great opportunity that might not have so much that they're going to be receiving over the holidays. And this effort helps a lot of people. But we need a lot of volunteers, support from the community to help make it happen. So join us as we fill stockings for the holidays for a lot of folks that really need the help.
All right. More information, just contact Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center if you're interested. And just a final reminder, the information that was passed along today, if you found it useful, if you know someone that it could help, please share this information. Tell people to download the podcast, or you download it and email it to them, because we want to get the veterans, the military, and their spouses and families the help they need. Get everyone looking for a job in this area, full employment.
And then, of course, the last event is Mount Carmel's very proud to be part of IndieGives 2018. That campaign's ongoing, and it's an incredible opportunity for the community to show support for so many programs that help our veterans, our military, and our family members, such as the Prep Connect 360 program that we're a part of. So please, IndieGive.com or VeteransCenter.org to support our organization.
Terrific. Dean, thank you. Good to see you again. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute.